Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Shivshachi Bhattacharji. As the voting day approaches, leaders from various political parties are leaving no stone unturned to woo the voters. Prominent faces of BJP, Congress, Left, TMC, Samajwadi Party, Bahujan Samaj Party, Shiv Sena, NCP, JDU, RJD and others are engaged in hectic campaigning in different parts of the country. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi has emphasized that he is working 24/7 with a vision to make India a developed nation by 2047. Addressing a public rally at Bagalkote in Karnataka today, he said that BJP works for the development and Congress works for its vote bank. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi criticized the BJP government for the surge in inflation and unemployment across the country. Speaking at the election rally in Patan in North Gujarat today, he accused the NDA government of writing off substantial amounts of corporate loans and doing injustice to farmers, tribals and small laborers. He said 1% of people in the country control 40% of the wealth. Mr. Gandhi said that once Congress comes to power, it will conduct a caste-based census to assess the representation of each community in the country and waive off the farmers' loans. The Congress today released four more candidates for the Lok Sabha polls. Punjab Congress President Amrinder Singh Brar will contest from Ludhiana Lok Sabha seat, while party leader Sukhjinder Singh Randhawa will fight from Gurdaspur. Former Punjab Minister Vijay Inder Singla will contest from Anandpur Sahib Lok Sabha seat. Today is the last date of withdrawal of candidature for the fourth phase of Lok Sabha elections. A total of 96 Lok Sabha seats spread over 9 states and union territory will go to polls in this phase on the 13th of next month. Voting across all 25 parliamentary seats of Andhra Pradesh, 17 seats of Telangana, 13 seats of Uttar Pradesh, 11 seats of Maharashtra, 8 seats each of Madhya Pradesh and West Bengal, 5 seats of Bihar, 4 seats each of Jharkhand and Odisha, and 1 seat of Jammu and Kashmir will be held in this phase. The Election Commission has issued a notification for the 6th phase of Lok Sabha elections 2024. Elections will be held in 57 Lok Sabha seats in 6 states and 1 Union Territory in this phase. 6th May is the last date for candidates to submit their nominations. Scrutiny of nominations will take place on 7th and the last date of withdrawal of candidature is 9th May. Polling will be held on 25th May. Efforts to combat the forest fires in Uttarakhand are underway, with NDRF personnel along with fire and forest departments making significant progress in controlling the blaze across Garhwal and Kumaon divisions. Local communities are also lending their support to the firefighting efforts. In Nainital district's Mahesh Khan area alone, 305 watchers, including 30 NDRF personnel, have been deployed to control the fire incidents. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami has assured that all possible measures are being taken to tackle the escalating incidents of forest fires. On the other hand, authorities have taken swift action by arresting 8 individuals involved in the forest fire incidents, with legal actions initiated against them under relevant sections of the Indian Forest Act. A Maoist has been killed in an encounter with security forces this morning in Bastar division of Chhattisgarh. The body of the slain Maoist has been recovered. The encounter took place in Pesalpad forest in Kistaram area of Sukma district, when a joint team of District Reserve Guard, Bastar fighters and CRPF's Cobra battalion was conducting a search operation based on intelligence input about the presence of Maoists in the area. In the Kashmir Valley, the death toll in yesterday's tragic Sonmarg road accident in Ganderbal district has risen to 5. According to officials, another body was retrieved this morning from Nala Sindh in Kullan area of Ganderbal following an accident near Gagangir in Sonmarg. The incident occurred when a vehicle carrying passengers met with a fatal accident near Gagangir, resulting in the loss of 5 lives. The center is closely monitoring seasonal influenza across states through a real-time surveillance. Union Health Ministry held a review meeting with states and UTs to assess the present situation in the country amid reports of regarding detection of avian influenza virus in cattle and milk in various states of USA. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.